Hello, this is Pastor Marvin McKenzie. Dangerous business. In the book of Esther, chapter 5, verses 11 through 13, the Bible says, "And Haman told them of the glory of his riches, the multitude of his children, and all the things wherein the king had promoted him, and how he had advanced him above the princes and servants of the king. Haman said, Moreover, yea, Esther the queen did let no man come in with the king unto the banquet that she had prepared but myself, and tomorrow I am invited unto her also with the king. Yet all this availeth me nothing so long as I see Mordecai the Jew sitting at the king's gate." Getting even, holding a grudge, talking about another behind their back is dangerous business. Haman was a Gentile and had certainly never read the Proverbs and the warning of falling into our own snare. Nevertheless, the truth is universal. Vengeance belongs only to God. To attempt it for ourselves is to step into territory with terrible consequences. Haman's hatred for Mordecai was so powerful, he never thought about who may or may not be related to him. He never considered that he may have stronger ties to the king than he first realized. Haman was a real-life illustration why it is best not to say bad things about others to others. We never know who they're related to, and we cannot know the emotional attachment they may have already made with the one we want to attack. Offenses happen in this world. Let them go. If the Lord believes they ought to be judged, He's more than capable of doing so.
Hello, this is Pastor Marvin McKenzie. I just wanted to stop by a second and thank you for listening to my podcast and ask a favor of you. If you've enjoyed the podcast, if you think it's helpful, you could do a few things that would really be a help to me. Number one, if you'd go to iTunes and leave a review, there's a place you could give 5 stars if you'd like to do that, and it'd be a great help to me. Secondly, if you'd subscribe to the feed so you'd get the podcast as soon as they come out, that'd be great. And then number three, if you'd share the podcast with friends, I'd sure appreciate it. Thank you.